And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the more interesting stories of election night earlier this month was the victory in a state legislative race in Virginia by Danica Rome. She is a transgender woman who defeated a 13-term conservative House member who called himself Virginia's homophobe and introduced HB2-like legislation targeting transgender Virginians. Rome is the first transgender person ever elected to a state legislature, and her victory comes on the heels of anti-discrimination battles in North Carolina and around the country. But there's a long way to go. Remember, HB2 was only partially repealed earlier this year, and it is still legal in North Carolina for people to be fired or denied services simply because they are gay or transgender. Local governments in the state are still prohibited from passing anti-discrimination laws of their own. That simply cannot stand in a civilized society. Discrimination is wrong, period, and North Carolina lawmakers need to join the majority of states that protect LGBTQ people in their jobs and in their communities, and it needs to happen sooner rather than later. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.